That was The Monkees, I'm a Believer from 1966. Good morning, you're listening to The Mix on 90.7 WKGC, FM and HD, here when you need us. I'm Dana Erskine, and today in studio we have a special guest, Alex Murphy with Haney Technical College. Alex, how are you doing today?
Thank you, I'm doing great, Dana, and excited to be here and talk about the awesome opportunities at Haney Technical College now.
Awesome. No, and again, thank you so much for reaching out. I do appreciate that. So enrollment for the fall 2022 semester is open now. When do classes start for Haney?
So classes start the week of August 3rd, and we are currently accepting enrollment applications online. They can go to haney.edu and fill out an application. We also have staff on our campus Monday through Thursday that are available if somebody wants to call at 850-767-5500 to find out more about the details. And then obviously our website has a wealth of information talking about the different programs. And the cool thing about our programs is you don't really have to have any prior experience before. Mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity for people that are looking to get a new career or maybe more extensive training in a career that they have all of a sudden discovered that they want to, you know, learn more about.
Absolutely.
And we can help them with that.
Yeah. So what are some of the career fields that y'all offer?
So we have over 18 different careers. I'm going to just breeze through the names of some of them, but administrative, office specialist, and medical admin is a program where it works with basically customer service and some of the technical parts of working in an office environment. We also have the aviation mechanics program, which is a FAA certified airframe and power plant mechanic program. So any aircraft that gets worked on, that is the program where we train those mechanics. I was sharing with you before we started that we had a great success story of a young man that graduated from our program and just recently reached out to us this week to tell us he has a job at SpaceX.
That is so exciting.
So we're going to obviously be doing a feature on him later, yeah. But there are just some great pathways. Another great career is the automotive collision repair. That's pretty self-explanatory. Automotive service. Same thing with marine mechanics, lots of mechanical opportunities. We have a great computer system and information technology program, which teaches people how to work on computers, repair computers, and set up networks. Cosmetology is another very popular one, and electrical trades. So we teach the students what they need to work in those building industries. Mm-hmm. HVAC, one we can't live without in Florida.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Certainly high demand. Massage therapy is another one. And practical nursing is the one that is always obviously high demand. And we partner very closely with Gulf Coast because many of our students will matriculate with the college and do classes here. Mm-hmm. And then welding. So you can see we have an array of all different types of programs.
No, that's awesome. And how are the classes structured? You know, are there some in person? Can people work on the job while they're getting training in their career choice?
So that's a great question. Our classes are made up, primarily they are on campus right now. We have had remote modules, say, when we had challenges with COVID, but our preference for our type of program is always to do it in person when possible. And we combine about 50% of the learning is going to be in the classroom based on things where they're learning safety procedures and just, you know, the bookwork.
Yeah.
But then another half of it, and in some programs it may be more than half, is the hands-on training. So it is a great opportunity for people that like to work with their hands that, you know, yes, you are going to have math and English components, but you're not going to be completing, you know, English 101 or calculus or anything. Although you may do chemistry in cosmetology because you're mixing chemicals.
Oh, yeah.
And you have geometry and welding. So those are areas that you only learn the specific necessary math or English parts that will benefit you in the career. So it doesn't intimidate people as much as a traditional four-year degree because they are able to learn exactly what it is that they want to be doing.
No, absolutely. And me personally, and I know a lot of people where getting hands-on training is the best way to learn.
It is. And the cool thing is, like I said, you don't have to have experience, but we do have quite a few students that do come in with experience. So in some of our non-licensure programs, they can accelerate through the program faster because they can demonstrate competency sooner than somebody that is maybe, you know, learning fresh.
Yeah.
So there are those opportunities. And we do serve veterans. So a lot of them have military service. For example, they are aviation mechanics in the military, but not on commercial aircraft in the civilian world. So it helps them tremendously, but it still is a different licensure that they have to get with the FAA.
Yeah.
So,
okay, nice.
Yeah. And we have financial aid. So a lot of people are worried about, how am I going to pay for going back to school? So we have the traditional Pell Grant. We also work with Florida Bright Futures, Florida Prepaid, obviously the Veteran Pathways, and then we have private scholarships. So it should never be a barrier for someone that says they can't attend. Our programs are very affordable. The most affordable program is right around $3,000, and includes your books and your fees and everything. And that's in-state. And then the most expensive program, if you were to do the full Aviation Academy for a little over 2 years, is right under 10 grand. So, I mean, I know it's still a lot of money, but it's doable. And you're absolutely right. The majority of our students do work while they're going to school. Probably half of our programs get out by noon, and they don't go during the weekends. So there is definitely, our students have their pick of employment opportunities right now. We get calls. Well, I used to say daily. I feel like lately it's hourly of people wanting to hire our students, because even if they're not finished with their training, they still have value. And then their hope is get them in the queue so that when they do graduate, they'll come to work for that employee. So it's kind of a try before you buy for both parties.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I love that you mentioned the flexibility with work schedules, because I think that's what a lot of people, I mean, me personally too as well, working full-time and still going to school. A lot of people have to do that nowadays, and I think it's great that y'all are so flexible with the schedules and everything like that. I think that's awesome.
Well, we have tried to adjust our classes. You know, some of them do get out later in the day, maybe, 1:30 or 2:30.
Yeah.
But when the hurricane happened, we had to come up with some ideas, because the workforce was critically in need. So that's when we adjusted the 12 o'clock release for the HVAC programs and electrical trades and some of those other programs. So it's been a win-win for the employers and our students.
Okay, awesome.
So it's exciting. We also, one other thing that people may not realize that we offer is we do career placement. So we help our students when they are in school. And then obviously when they're finished, work on their resumes. We can help them with interviewing skills. We have, a employment board, and we have job fairs that we work in conjunction with other, institutions in Bay County. So we want to not only help them get the training, but we want to also facilitate their transition into the workforce.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I think that's such a great step to add, because sometimes you get to the end of it, your career field, or not career field, but your schooling, and you're like, okay, where do I start now?
That's right. And it can be intimidating.
Yeah.
And I'll be real transparent, there are some people that have gotten into some situations where maybe they've had some challenges with some mistakes that have been made, and that can prohibit them from getting into the workforce in certain areas, but not in all areas. So just equipping them with the right tools to understand, where the opportunities are and the pathways, they can still, be a very functioning, independent wage earner. They just may need to pivot and, adjust accordingly. So we want to help everyone. And age isn't a factor either. Our average age is around 26. We've had students start at 17. We also have dual enrollment opportunities where students during their senior year can take electives at Haney, and that counts for their graduation, and it's free. So it's another opportunity for them to try it, and it's not going to cost them anything. And then they will usually come after they graduate and finish. So it's it's a little jump start that they get.
No, that is so awesome. And so when is the deadline to apply for enrollment for the fall semester?
So we will continue to accept applications until the classes are full. Now, right now we do have some classes that are full, but I tell students, still go ahead and apply, because things change, and in our world right now, things are changing daily.
Oh, yeah.
So somebody that perhaps is in a spot may have something change between now and August 3rd. So they will, you know, that we will let them know whether or not there's an opening in a program. And then we also can talk to them about other programs that they may not even know anything about. So sometimes someone comes to our campus thinking they want to do welding, and then they sit down and talk with a counselor, and then they find out about, you know, aviation or marine mechanics, and they're like, well, that's even more aligned with what I'd want to do. Yeah. So we have counselors that can talk to them and help them think through what their likes are, where their needs are as far as employment placements, and then we can make sure that we try to match them with those best careers. If you don't like blood, yeah, we're not going to recommend that you go into nursing.
Yeah.
But it doesn't mean that you can't go into nursing if you don't like blood. You can, but you need to be realistic with what your expectations are.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. So, just being straightforward with this is the expectations exactly of what's going to happen if you go into this career field. No, yeah. I love that. And again, how can people get more information about this? How can they get started on the, in the enrollment process at Haney Technical?
So the first step is usually to go to haney.edu. There's an online application. It's pretty straightforward. If they have any questions, they can call 850-767-5500, and we can walk them through it. The financial aid process is the FAFSA, and that is another website that they can go to. But again, they can call us, and we can walk them through that. If they want to contact the campus and set up a tour, we're on the corner of Highway 77 and Baldwin Road. You've noticed we've had a lot of construction going.
Yeah.
So it looks like, you know, we're in the process of, you know, rebuilding half our campus. But believe it or not, there's still a lot of labs that are still standing. So we're a little bit, you know, we're adjusting to moving into the smaller space that we have right now. So our enrollment is a little bit more restricted, but we're excited that when we get to the other side of the new construction, we'll have even more opportunities for, you know, additional numbers in our programs and then adding other programs.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Well, is there anything else that we want to talk about?
Just that, you know, basically that we want people to know that the trades are a hot career path right now, and our average program is 1 year. A few of them are longer, but none of them are more than 2.5 years, and it isn't too late to go back to school. We want to help them, and we will do everything that we can to make sure that they can continue to be a great wage earner in our community.
Absolutely. Well, Alex, thank you so much for joining the show this morning, and thank you for reaching out. You are always welcome to the mix anytime y'all want to join again.
Thank you. We appreciate what you do and helping to spread the word.
Absolutely. We're going to take a quick break, but when we come back later, we're going to get your weather forecast from the meteorologist over at WMBB on the mix.